Isn't it nice when things just work, just like harvest? Harvest is a very finely balanced thing just like we've seen there. And you know, it was God that made it so. It was God that made that balance. God promised Noah, as long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease. The wheels of harvest keep turning. I'm going to name just a few of those wheels of harvest now. Well, there's the wheel of the seasons. Summer has turned to autumn. Autumn will turn to winter, and winter to spring. Times of plowing, sowing, reaping, and storing. The wheel of the seasons. And then we come to the tractor wheels. And we give thanks to God today for the farmers and the growers, the fishermen on the seas, those who work in the mines and on the oil rigs, all different kinds of harvest. We think of farm labourers, many leaving their own country to come and work in our country to gather the harvest. We thank God for them today. And from the field, the crops go to the factory to be processed. So think of the food factory wheels. As things are perhaps put in boxes or cans or cartons or wrappers. And we thank God today for the factory workers. And lorry wheels drive them to our supermarkets. And we thank God today for lorry drivers. And we're learning, aren't we, not to take them for granted, but to do all we can to support them in their vital work in bringing the food to where it needs to be. And in the supermarket, once we're there, well, the trolley wheels. Sometimes a bit wonky, aren't they, trolley wheels? They go, you put them that way and they go the other way. And what about children? Do you ever go in a little trolley sometimes, like to push a little trolley or maybe have a ride in a big trolley? And then it gets really annoying when you get too big to ride in a trolley. So you want to stand in the trolley, which isn't allowed really. So the supermarket trolley full of all different kinds. And the gaps that we see in our shelves today remind us that not to take our plenty and our abundant choice for granted, but to remember all those who work in our supermarkets today. At the front when you can see them, but there's plenty more working behind the scenes in the cold rooms or in the loading areas or in the offices. So many people to think of today. And we might think that's the end, but no, because so much of food is wasted and too much is thrown away in our consumer age. So we include today the wheelie bin wheels. That looks a bit like dusty bin if you're old enough to remember dusty bin. And, you know, today we recommit ourselves as God's stewards to reduce what we're consuming where we can, to reuse what we can, and to recycle. To commit to a greater sharing of God's good gifts, because there are plenty in our world today who will go hungry with no food and no clean water to drink. So these are just some of the wheels of harvest. And think today about that connectedness. Every link in the chain is important. One thing depends on each other. And everything depends on God. It all comes from God. They are all God's good gifts for us to steward and to share. And as we come to worship today, what is it that you will depend on God for in this week ahead? What is your deepest need? What is your heart hungry for today? Let's lastly think about the wheels of our lives. And perhaps sometimes life can feel a bit like that, can't it? Being on a bit of a hamster wheel where we're trying really hard, but things just don't seem to be going anywhere fast. But God sees our spiritual hunger, and he invites us to come to him. He says, come, come to me, take a basket or take a trolley, whatever your depth of need is today, come to me. I have good things to give to you. All that our heart needs, not necessarily what we want, but he supplies our needs each day. That daily bread, that spiritual strength for what we have to face. God provides for you abundantly. We are God's favorite customers. So I don't know what your hunger is today, but come to the Lord and he will supply. He gives like no one else. His goodness never runs out. His wells never run dry. And there's never any break in God's supply chain. It's never next day delivery. God meets us here and now with what we need. So come to the Lord today. Let him fill your heart with what you need for this week ahead. And when the wheels of your life turn too fast, stop and give it over to Jesus. Let Jesus take the wheel of your life. And that's the last picture today. I hope you're not offended by that picture, but it just speaks to me of Jesus in control. Sometimes we're in the driving seat, aren't we? But we need to step aside and let Jesus take the wheel. Let Jesus take control. And if we were like Jesus and loved like Jesus and had compassion and mercy and shared like Jesus, then we know that we will be just where God wants us to be. And just like the harvest, your life and mine will be finely balanced.